The state of Vermont is getting ready to reopen a controversial shooting range it owns in Heartland, but that's developed a rift within the Fish and Wildlife Board. As VPR Charlotte Albright reports, one board member says the site is unsafe, but the commissioner strongly disagrees.
The Hammond Cove Gun Range in Heartland has riled neighbors across the Connecticut River in Plainfield, New Hampshire, ever since 2012. That's when the state's renovations greatly increased usage and, opponents say, noise. It's temporarily closed for further improvements. Meanwhile, Fish and Wildlife Board member Justin Lindholm from Rutland has started speaking out about safety concerns.
In a range manual that I have here that's 2.5 inches thick, they tell people when they cite a range, you're going to have problems if this range is within half a mile of houses. And they have houses out to near 300 yards.
That's the distance from the range to the closest house in New Hampshire across the river. Heartland Elementary School is about a mile in the other direction across Interstate 91 from the range. But Fish and Wildlife Commissioner Lewis Porter says Lindholm's fears are unfounded because of the location of targets.
There is no way that you can be using that range in accordance with the rules and shoot towards those houses.
Porter admits that many years ago, rounds went astray into trees in a residential garage, but that was before the state's upgrades, which are still underway, including a new backstop behind the pistol targets.
Perhaps the most important provision we're putting in place for safety is that we're going to have range officers on site at the range, making sure that people are shooting safely and in the proper way and in following the rules.
Porter says the range will reopen soon, but will close again for the winter, when bullets are more likely to ricochet off frozen ground. But Fish and Wildlife Board member Lindholm insists Hammond Cove is so poorly sited that it should either be moved, closed, or equipped with expensive bulletproof baffles. That's an opinion he admits no one else on the Fish and Wildlife Board shares. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.